For the police, the technology is a valuable tool for tackling crime. But a legal challenge today claims that automatic facial recognition is like taking someone's DNA without consent. Cameras capture the faces of people, compiling a biometric map to identify individuals. In a moment, we'll talk to a counter-terrorism expert, but first we're joined by Ed Bridges, who is bringing that first legal challenge to the technology. Good morning.
Good morning.
And just explain to us your circumstances, what it is that made you want to bring this to law.
Well, I had popped out from work one day to go and buy a sandwich from around the corner. And as I was walking down Queen Street, the main pedestrianised shopping street in Cardiff, I saw a van in front of me. There was no signage, no police officers, no one giving out information. So by the time I got close enough to it to see the words facial recognition technology written along the side of it, I had already had my biometric data captured by the cameras in that van. And that struck me as a fundamental breach of my privacy.
In what sense? Because you know people will say, if you've got nothing to hide, what's the problem?
Well, that's not how we do policing in this country. We don't live in an authoritarian state. We live in a democracy, and the police in the UK police by consent. And my concern with the way this technology is being used is that it is essentially unregulated. And the reason for bringing the legal challenge that we're bringing today is to try to make sure that at the very least there is proper and tougher regulation around how this technology is used, so that the public can have confidence in the technology and in the police.
Let's turn now to Chris Phillips, former head of the National Counterterrorism Security Office. Do you understand those concerns about the way that this technology is being used?
Yeah, very much so. I'm a member of the public as well, and I particularly don't want to be photographed and identified every time I walk down the street. But there are maybe certain places outside schools, maybe in certain shopping centres. Some of this technology, if it had been used, may have prevented crime. And I think we have to ask ourselves the question, you know, which is the most important? Not being recognised or potentially saving a terrorist, preventing a terrorist attack?